All right. Before we get into community quick hits, which will be coming up here in just a bit, let's take you to the practice scene out on the field here at Cowboys training camp. And standing by with a wireless microphone, let's see if we can raise the Cobra. Cobra, do you have us?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
We copy loud and clear, bro.
Oh, this is great. This is a big day. This is our last crack at wireless here, and we're down here on the field. Practice is going on. There are several coaches instructing students, our players, if you will, and none of these coaches have their shirts tucked in except, of course, for the head coach. Maybe that's what it is, to denote that he is in charge officially.
Well, we kind of all know that he is.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's his title.
I know.
But he's got to carry himself in a coachly manner. A head coach.
There's no other head coach that's
Yeah, look what Belichick like wears. Cut-off sweaters.
Not in athletic shorts.
Some don't buy into that. It's probably a little easier to not have to when you've done what Belichick's done.
True that.
All right, well, there are many people out here on the field.
I mean,
today.
He'll roll sleeveless on you, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to a couple of people, Michael. Would
All
you
right,
like
let's
to do,
do
that?
It. I'd like to do that, Corby. That's why you're there.
Okay. Madam? Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What are you doing here?
I am watching the football team.
Okay.
The football team.
Generic enough.
The football team.
Now, what's your name, miss?
Christy Tompkins.
Christy, where are you from?
I am from Los Angeles.
What are you doing?
I'm from Austin originally, though.
Okay. So now are you here for any special purpose?
Just to watch the team train.
Okay, but why are you down here on the field?
At training camp.
How'd you get special permission to be down here on the field? Are you a special person?
I'm here.
What's that?
I'm friends with Tom right here that works for the team.
Okay, Tom. Tom holds a lot of sway, I can see. Now what do you do in Los Angeles?
I actually do PR for Nintendo.
Nintendo?
PR?
What is it, 93?
Yeah.
Well, how do you do PR? What do they need PR stuff for, Christy Tompkins?
No more.
No more? Are you, well, okay, we won't talk about Nintendo anymore, although it's a thriving company, and you should be proud to work for such a big business like them. You make a lot of money? You do okay, don't you? I mean, you got to pay that L.A. salary, that L.A. Rent and all that. You rent or do you buy?
I rent.
You do? Okay. Do you live by yourself?
What are these questions?
Christy, we're trying to get people to know you back in Dallas. Okay?
Okay.
Tell her we're doing research.
It's just a little
research.
We're
doing market
research.
It's
okay.
For the Cowboys.
You got a roommate?
No roommate.
Okay.
How old is she?
How old are you, Christy Tompkins?
What the hell?
No more interview.
Well, yeah, well.
No more interview.
No more
this
interview.
Sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks.
Come on, you're not Liz Taylor. It's no big deal. We're having fun here, no?
It's not.
Not Liz Taylor, nope.
Okay. All right, Christy Tompkins. Well, we tried.
Yeah, move on from her.
What a stiff.
What a waste.
Is she even worth the time, Snake?
Yeah, she ain't bad.
Yeah?
She ain't bad.
Would you have?
Was she there with some old guy?
No.
Just standing by herself?
Yeah, she was there with the cowboy guy that I guess got her, excuse me, got her the Uh-oh. Passes. Yeah, sorry, it checked out there. Yeah, she was the cowboy guy that got her the passes.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Would you have taken her down?
Like, tackled her?
No,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, tackled her.
Yeah, maybe tackle her naked tackling.
Yeah, and then roll over on top and say, with tickle fight?
Yeah. Roll her over on her tummy and...
Right.
Would you do that to her? Like in a pinch.
The hell? You know who's down here on the field?
Who?
Jimmy Dale, the owner of Baker Brothers. What's he doing down here? Why are you here?
Is he drug tested and uniformed?
Yes. I tried out this morning. Didn't work out for me.
Mike's asking if you're drug tested and uniformed.
That's where I failed a little bit. That background check did work out for me.
Oh, so he drug tests everybody else, but he can't pass one himself.
He's the only one at Baker Brothers who has not had to complete the drug testing process, I guess.
That's true. The ownership has its privileges.
Okay. All right.
Baker
so are you here with
Brothers?
With all your Baker Brothers?
Yeah, it's Milestone my buddy from Milestone Electric, Mark, over here.
Oh, yeah, Milestone. We've paid you a lot of money, too.
They'll fix it in a flash.
Yeah.
Is that him?
You're welcome. Probably sent like two of your kids to college with a breaker box.
Actually, three kids.
All right.
Well, cool. Someone really enjoyed that.
Wow,
one.
So yeah. We have a big crowd here.
You have an audience.
Here? Who else here, Jimmy, besides Milestone and yourself?
Well, we've got the CBS guys. We got Matt Flewellen over here from CBS. Rick over there and his wife, and Matt's wife. We got
from Mike. CBS.
CBS, the pharmacy, or CBS?
CBS, no, CBS.
Okay. All right, I was interested in CBS. I needed some rubbers.
Or some ointment, I'm sure.
Yeah. Maybe some ointment for some problems I've been having. Well, it's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
How long are you out here?
Just a couple days.
Does he know who you are?
Tomorrow.
Does Jimmy know who I am?
Yeah, does he
yes,
know who
Jimmy
you are?
Jimmy knows who I am. Good Lord.
All right, tell him to say your name.
I've been working with you guys for how long now?
Oh, at least, what, 6 years, you think?
Yeah, a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, thanks for the solid gold toilet.
No problem.
Sing that jingle again, Danny.
Appreciate it.
Baker Brothers!
They're singing the Baker Brothers jingle back there now.
Oh, they are? That's awesome.
You get a lot of pub out of this, man. All right, well, let's move on. Thank you, Jimmy. Right, it's good to see you, man. It's good to see you, too, Captain Milestone. So you're with the CBS guy?
I am, yes.
Are you? Do you work for CBS, too?
No, my husband works for CBS.
Oh, and that's you, right? That guy?
That guy.
How long have you guys been married?
6 years.
Six long years. I can tell by the sigh.
Yeah, I almost forgot how long we've been married. That was really sad.
How many kids? Six?
Two.
Two?
Two girls.
Mm-hmm. Any more?
Negative.
Who's her
all
husband?
Done?
All done.
Who's her husband?
What's your husband's name? Mike's back there asking.
Matt Flewellen.
Matt Flewellen? That sounds fake. That sounds like the guy that tried to avoid the draft and made up a name. I'll go with Flewelling.
One way to Canada, please. Sounds like he could be in Super Trip.
So did you bring
something.
The girls up here, or are you guys solo?
No, they're home in Dallas.
Okay, well, who's taking care of them?
My mom.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
She's drinking right
that's
now.
That's because she knows who Steve Busby is.
Okay, Danny, hang on 1 second. So are you guys partying up here then? This is like a, are you staying in L.A.?
We're staying in Beverly Hills. And
whoa!
Had a great day yesterday, and the guys golfed and enjoying the weather.
Where'd you guys golf?
Trump. Golfed at Trump.
What does she
you
do?
You golfed at Trump?
Oh,
what does
she
do
while they...
He's very nervous over here. Yeah, I played Spyglass, so chew on that one. What do you do for a living? You take care of your children?
Yeah, I stay home with the girls now. I used to be in media, but now I'm...
What was your job in media?
I was in media sales.
Okay, for?
Well, first I worked for an agency, and then I worked in for Cats.
Cats.
Continental television.
The musical.
Negative. Mm. Cats.
The deli?
Sales.
Okay. They were
in the Maple Building.
Do you like the Rangers?
I do like the Rangers.
Do you guys ever watch them on TV?
Yes, sometimes, occasionally.
You do? Okay. Uh-huh. Well, one of the announcers' name is Steve Busby. He is the lead announcer. Are you aware of Steve?
Okay. I'm not.
Okay. Blake? Give her these headphones.
That's not very good market penetration there for him.
We're going to play a game here, okay? And you're going to tell me.
There you go. Come on, baby.
Just put them on. Come on.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
He's doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm talking to you. Here, put them on. Okay, this is a game. It's very simple. Say hi to her, guys. Everybody say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
See, they're all right back there broadcasting.
Hello, madam.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Good.
What's up?
This is a game called What is Steve Saying? Okay, so we're going to play a cut from an actual Ranger game, and you tell me what Steve is saying, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Penis!
This is not good.
What's he saying? What would he be saying during a Ranger telecast? Listen again.
Penis!
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Tell us.
I have no idea.
We're playing it on the air so you can
what
say
what does
it
sound like he's saying? One more time.
Peanuts.
There you go. See?
There you go.
What were you thinking? What's so
I think
wrong with that?
I think your mind is in the gutter right now.
I was setting you up for something really
funny. No, we're not setting you up for anything.
He said peanuts.
Okay. You ready for another one?
Sure.
Just a tip.
Again?
Just a tip.
Just a tip.
Congratulations. That's another correct
answer.
You're two for
correct.
Two.
Correct.
All right, let's go for round three.
Eating that number two all up.
Again?
Eating that number two hole up.
I don't know.
You know, just take another guess.
Just try.
Let's listen one more time.
Eating that number two hole up.
I really don't know. I don't know.
You don't know?
Tell us.
Well, you're giving
Tell
me the
us.
Worst look right now.
One more try.
God, she hates you.
Eating that number two hole up.
Eating.
Yeah. Eating number two.
Close enough.
Very That's good. Close.
All right, one more.
One more.
I'm gonna go. My husband's giving me.
No, that's the last one. Last one.
Yeah, last one. Last one. Last one. Last one. Last one.
And Ho's got sure. fisting.
One more time.
And Ho's got fisting.
I really didn't hear that one.
And Ho's got fisting.
Can you hear it? Shut up. You suck. I think Mark wants to play.
You no. really don't know what he's saying? Okay, she's being pulled away now.
Her husband's pulling her away?
Others are pulling her in a certain direction. Thank you for playing. You did very well. You got 3 out of 4.
Give her boots.
Yeah, I'm going to mail you guys some boots, okay? For playing.
Give her jeans. Give her diamond cut.
Diamond cut jeans and boots.
Oh, man. All right,
it's
time.
Really fisted here. It's a good thing it's a warm night. That won't hurt quite as badly.
It's way, way late.
It's a good thing it's a warm night.
Oh, God. That's a good one. That's a keeper.
All right, community quick hits are coming up here.